Thank you for picking up this month's edition of Orbis Magazine. This is the fifth and final edition. I have done an article about bionic eyes and how they are helping some blind people to see again. As good as bionic eyes are, they cannot see through walls. But in this month's podcast, I will take you behind the scenes of how Orbis was put together.
Oh, I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
It's not serious, but that's a nice picture.
Yeah.
This is a nice picture, the cover. Yeah, if my pictures are not working,
but
then
it's
we
not
need to change the cover.
No, I'm afraid of the quality.
You
of
think
the
so?
Image. Yes.
What about if I give
that's
you
the editors talking about the cover and which ideas they like the most.
Hi, my name is Alexandros Raptis. I am the editor for Orbis magazine, the fifth edition. You know, I'm actually writing most of the magazine because I'm not really good with technology or online. But so far, we've seen like some really good writing. Some stories, I think, they could be better, of course. But in general, great stories came for this issue. They were like really newsworthy.
So far, what's your favorite idea or favorite story?
So far, I don't think it is one, but I've got a few. Some of them are yours, of course, Bionic Eye. That was like a really nice story, interesting, a new story as well. Not many people know about this stuff. Arjun's story was nice. I didn't expect that, but he's done some pretty good writing. Ellie had some really nice quotes from a really nice guy who has been around the world. I like my story, of course, as well.
Are you stressed so far?
Now that I'm the editor, I do not feel stressed or I don't feel like scared or feared of anything going wrong. But some other people have been in the past editions and that's why I think I'm not stressed. I'm like, I'll just try to be calm and listen to everyone. Maybe there would be a bit when InDesign comes in and you have to combine all like the packets together and everything. But so far, everything is good.
Hi, my name is Gwen. I'm the online editor in this edition, and the chief is Alex, and the main work is help Alex to do the things like for the magazines.
How's it going so far?
Yeah, a lot of that I think is nice. I mean, I just checked most of people their story last night, and I think they were good. Like some of them got nice story. Like Juno's, she got Alexander McQueen's show story, and like Ellie also got a nice story, and especially Alex. But we decided to do a cover story for Alex before, but now I'm not sure. Maybe we were looking forward to it.
I'm now joined by Nancy. Nancy, what's your role in this month's edition of Orbis magazine?
Actually, I'm in charge of the cover of the magazine. And I'm trying to be cooperative.
How's it going so far?
I'm not sure because it's my first time to do a cover of the magazine individually. So I'm a little bit stressful.
Okay, and have you got any words for your audience or your readers? Any final thoughts?
No, yeah.
Gwen, have you?
We got some hard story, like some smoke problem in China and serious topic in our magazine. So maybe the readers will learn something in our magazine, yeah.
And lastly, Alex, have you got anything to say?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for reading our magazine. Thank you for going online. So just keep on reading our articles. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep loving us. And we will love you back, and we hope the topics that we have chosen represent you.
So there you have it, a brief look into how Orbis magazine was put together. Thank you for picking up all previous editions of Orbis magazine. I hope you enjoyed them, and we enjoyed making them. I am the blind journalist, Mohammed Salim Patel.